So yesterday, late yesterday, I got the opportunity to talk to Tom Lipolis. Tom Lipolis is JWoww's now ex-boyfriend, Tom. She's the guy, or he's the guy that she's always fighting with. JWoww cheated on him on the original season. They were fine and dandy during Miami, and now things are really going sour this season. Now, it's important to note that I did this interview before anyone saw last night's episode. Obviously, if I saw last night's episode, I would have asked some different questions. I would have asked about the hard drive. I would have asked about the dogs a lot more. But this is still a very telling interview for anyone who's a fan of the Jersey Shore. So here it is from yesterday. Tom Lipolis, JWoww's boyfriend. Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Jersey Shore taking over the country. And a guy who's embroiled in a lot of controversy with the show, but not necessarily on the show. Tom Lipolis is on the line. Tom, how you doing, bro?
No, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. People know you from the show as JWoww's on-again, off-again boyfriend. And I got to imagine going through what you've gone through just on the relationship level, just on the boyfriend-girlfriend level, doing that in such a public place, it's got to be tough.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely difficult. And her cheating on me on national television definitely didn't help at all.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, did you have any inkling before you saw it on TV? Did you get a preview of it before it went nationwide? Any of that?
No, but I saw it for the first time when we were sitting down with a bunch of family and friends and watching the show together.
No, you were sitting right next to her as it happened.
Yep, and that's when I basically picked my stuff up and walked out for the first time.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. So we're talking to Tom Lipolis. Now, there's a whole... explain this to me. Take me through the process, because you were her manager at one point, but now you're not, but you were her manager when she got on the show. Explain how that kind of worked, because it's a big gray area, and there's not a lot of details on it. Can you clear that up for me?
Right, yeah. So basically, when she got off the show, you know, she was still a nobody. You know, I had my own job. I had a great job managing a demolition company in New Jersey. And I was basically, you know, doing my own thing, starting my career. I had a business degree and everything. And she, when the show first aired, we basically, you know, realized that we were going to need to, like, start, you know, she was going to start needing somebody to help her run, you know, her business entity. So,
okay, so Tom,
needed to be her manager.
So, Tom, you're telling me that this is all happening after season one had already aired.
Right. Well, okay. No, the second it started airing, we got her website up. We started getting a lot of hits. You know, we basically grew together. We started at nothing.
Okay.
And we basically, as her career grew, I grew as far as her manager goes.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the timeline and how this whole thing out. So once the show started airing, you started piece by piece putting things together, like the website and things of that nature.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and then from there, it kind of grew into this, and so how did the whole thing kind of fall apart? Did that fall apart when the relationship fell apart, or how did that kind of go?
Yeah, I mean, I actually did love the girl. I had feelings for her. You know, I wasn't in it for anything but that. You know, I fell in love with her before she was anything, you know, before she was famous. So her being famous just basically, you know, it was like, it is what it is. You're still Jenny to me. So the second I got sent pictures to me of her cheating on me for the second time a year into our relationship, I literally dropped everything right where it was, and I moved out of her house. We were living together as well.
Oh, jeez.
So
it's Tom Lipolis. JWoww's ex-boyfriend, ex-manager. You guys are embroiled in all kinds of legal stuff now. Number one, from the used to be a manager, was a manager, you owe me money kind of a thing. But there's also, right, there's lots of stuff on the interweb about pictures. And Jenny is a gorgeous girl. So obviously there's lots of people who want to get hands on those pictures. So talk to me about the pictures a little bit and what the status is and what's going on there.
All right, so basically, I filed a lawsuit to get the money that she owed me as far as management fees go. I had an official contract with her signed and notarized and everything, so that's what I was fishing after. She basically concocted this whole thing about me having naked pictures herself. She knew I had the pictures, but I never tried selling them. That's not me. Right. I never tried selling your pictures. I really just wanted the money that I worked hard for. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, I was working 16-hour days. So she basically used that as an excuse to look like a victim, you know, in the media, stating that I took pictures of her.
Well, Tom,
no, I took pictures of you because you asked me to take pictures of you.
Tom, let's put it this way. If you really wanted to make the quick money, those pictures would have been sold and done and out by now instead of going through all this stuff.
Exactly. I mean, I've had these pictures since August. It's now what? February, January, February?
Right.
If I wanted to sell them, they would have been gone a long time ago.
And you already would have cashed that check, bro.
I paid the taxes on it.
Well, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You know, as I'm looking at this and I'm trying to look at it, you know, obviously I feel like I know JWoww more than I know you, only because she's on the show more. So I really don't know.
Right.
And I only know how she's portrayed on the show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to look at everything,
right.
You know, as it is. But if you had the pictures and you really wanted to do her in, you would have already sold them. You would have already gotten the money. They would have already been out. You wouldn't be going through all this publicly because you already would have done it. And perfect case in point is Mel Gibson's ex. She just went to the tabloid place, got a ton of money, started selling tapes before anybody knew what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so the fact that you did not do that and you're going through this shows that you are, like, you know, you're not shopping it around. You're just, you know, you have them, you know?
Right, and that's what I'm trying to make people understand. You know, everybody sees it as I'm trying to have a payday here. No, I'm just trying to get paid for the work that I did for her. Nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get money out of her because she cheated on me. No, you can't do that. I had an official contract. I want the money that you owe me for negotiating your contracts with MTV and all the other endorsements that I got you, and that's it. I'll go away.
It's Tom Lipolis. You know him as JWoww's ex and JWoww's ex manager and whatnot. So as we are right now, it's Thursday morning that we're talking. Tonight is the next episode. Now on the last episode, the one that aired on Monday, it showed JWoww still, you know, it showed earlier in the season that she forgot your anniversary. You know, it showed that part, and then it showed her at the bar talking to some guy. Roger, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
And so talk to me about that and you know, I know at some point she has to, her and Snooki come and save the dog, and I don't know if that's tonight's episode or not. Explain, like, your angle on that stuff, because obviously it's going to be from her point of view, not yours.
Right. So basically my angle on that was I was home, you know, basically slaving over her career, you know, trying to get her all her deals and everything.
Cooking and cleaning and all kinds of stuff.
Right. So she was basically out filming her show, which, okay, yeah, that's what you got to do. That's your work, okay? But I don't know what goes on there. They don't let her tell me, you know? It's still supposed to be, like, kind of reality, but they don't let her talk to me. So whereas she's doing all of this out there, I had no idea until I got sent pictures of her making out with Roger and holding hands with Roger. Where I was like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to go through this again. So I literally just left everything right where it was, and I moved right out.
Okay, so timeline, you getting sent pictures of her making out with Roger, which is the stuff that we are seeing and are about to see on the show, is when you moved out the second time.
Right, which was in the beginning of August of 2010.
Okay, Tom, can I ask who sent you the pictures?
RadarOnline.com was nice enough to send me those pictures.
Dylan Howard hooking you up. Wow. Well, I talked to Dylan earlier this week. That's what makes it funny to me. It's Tom Lipolis. Now, I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time that you've given me this morning. Talk to me about releases. Like, I know you've been on the show. You have to sign something that, you know, releases your image and your voice to be used on the show.
Right.
Can you go back on that at this point, or are you pretty much signed and delivered? They can use you whenever they want now.
Yeah, they could use pretty much whatever they want. Any voice clips of mine or you know, my image. or anything any way they see fit.
Have you, once the stuff happened with Roger, did you scale back what you were doing? Did you have that in the back of your mind, knowing what was going on there and how you may be portrayed at that point? Or
well,
was it
yeah,
just...
it was only like 2 or 3 weeks into her leaving and filming, so I already knew right away that I wasn't going to make a fool of myself like I did on the first season with her cheating on me, so
right.
I did not call that house. I did not show up. I mean, they don't have much to do with me.
Well, Tom Lipolis, I appreciate the time this morning. Good luck on getting everything that you deserve, and hopefully things go well. And hopefully we can put this together like on a pretty regular basis. You can kind of give us your take on what's going on and your angle on it. That way, if they're coming after you and you feel like you've been wronged, I'll give you a platform to kind of set the record straight.
Right, absolutely. Thank you, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Ain't no thing. One more question, and I gotta ask: how do they look? How do they look uncovered? I gotta ask.
Okay. Well, at first, not very good, which is why I got her a deal to redo them. Now they look good. I'll admit it.
It's Tom Lipolis. You're on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely, dude. I'm gonna add you today. Tom Lipolis, everybody. We're gonna break, come back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.